The opposite of scarcity is not abundance. It's trust, freedom, and play. You've been seeking wealth when what you really want is fulfillment. You spend your life focused on the pursuit of more in the future, when what you really need is enough and right now. Welcome to the Rhea Earth Podcast. This is a gateway to your new reality, where you'll find that everything you need exists within you. Your resistance to scarcity is what's keeping it around. You avoid it at all costs, pushing it out of your experience, afraid that it might swallow you whole. But there is beauty in scarcity. It can be an opportunity to simplify, to prioritize, to alchemize whatever it is you're feeling that's kept you stuck in this energy for so long. Just like your shadow self, the one that is stuck in scarcity is just attempting to keep you safe. At one point or another, this beautiful collection of thoughts within you felt fear related to the feeling of not enough. You looked to the external for signals of your worth and found it to be lacking, so you felt you were lacking. But you know that's not true. You are universal, infinite, expansive. You can't lack anything because there's nothing outside of you. Everything you need exists within you, and you are everything. Your scarcity mindset is reflected in more than just your money. It's everything that surrounds you. The way you approach your purpose or career. The way you relate to others. Your belief in outcomes. In perfect scenarios. Controlling something into existence instead of allowing it to be as it is. So you have to start building trust in yourself and the universe. You are the universe, after all. Because if you believe that you won't be provided for, you shouldn't begin a journey at all. You shouldn't hope for magic or miracles to appear in your life. It's through this trust in yourself that you'll feel the safety you seek. A foundation of worth that will provide for you for the rest of your life on this earth and many lives beyond. The opposite of scarcity is the fool in the tarot, open, free, and trusting, excited for the path ahead but not controlling it into existence. So be like the fool. Be a beginner. Be okay with not knowing. For me, the fool represents the freedom that's always the opposite of where my mind tends to go. I find myself looking for ways to manipulate, control, complicate, and coerce. My natural state is not allowing or flowing. But the fool is the eternal beginner. She stands at the beginning of the path, unsure of where it will take her, but ready to embark nonetheless. She is fearless and free, and knows that the road will provide for her needs. She jumps into the unknown, welcoming all that it entails. And though her destination may be entirely different than she imagined, it'll likely be better. She's not living life with a map. How boring would that be? So how can you embody this energy, this freedom? Let's try it right now and take a moment with me and settle in to wherever you are. You can sit or stand, whatever feels comfortable. And I want you to make your body into the shape of this feeling of lack or scarcity. You might make yourself small, rigid, or tight. Bundling yourself into a ball on the floor. How does it feel to exist in this energy? Now allow your body to shift into freedom and trust. What does it feel like to be a beginner excited for the journey? Ready to experience anything, the unknown. Stretch your arms out, shake your body, whatever comes naturally to you. Do you see the difference here? try this the next time you feel stuck, anxious, or controlling. Allow your body to lead the way into freedom if your mind can't get there. And always remember, everything you need exists within you.